At 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies here this morning and temperature at 57 degrees, looking for a high of 80 here today under partly cloudy skies. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of around 58. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJN. News being brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears Building. Two teenagers were injured during an ATV accident on Sunday afternoon in Page County. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2011 Kawasaki KVF 750 four-wheel ATV operated by a 13-year-old male from Clarinda was traveling westbound on 180th Street at around 3:22 p.m. when, for reasons unknown, the machine went out of control and entered the south ditch. The ATV then went airborne, causing both the operator and his 14-year-old male passenger from College Springs to be ejected. The ATV came to rest on top of a fence. Both teens were transported to the Clarinda Hospital. Their names were not released. The accident remains under investigation, and Page County Sheriff's deputies and Clarinda Rescue assisted at the scene. KJAN News Time, 7:06.
With Rex Pharmacy's MedSync service and Rex Packs packaging, instead of making multiple trips to the pharmacy each month to pick up different prescriptions, you'll save time and money because we'll coordinate all your prescriptions into one easy monthly pickup.
With MedSync, all your prescriptions will be coordinated into one convenient pickup date. And with Rex Pack strip packaging, all your medications will be sorted by date and time in individual med packs. When it's time to take your meds, simply tear off the next pack and open it along the side. That's it. No more piles of pill bottles, no more sorting on Sundays, no more loose pills in your pocket or purse. Rex Packs save you time, worry, and trips to the pharmacy. Let us take the hard work out of managing your medicine. Ask us today to package your meds the easy way, Rex Packs from Rex Pharmacy.
Not a Rex Pharmacy customer? Ask about our no-hassle transfer process. Rex Pharmacy is your local Health Mart pharmacy in Atlantic. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
In other news, the Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak man late Sunday night. At 11:40 p.m., officers arrested 41-year-old Keith Bernard Johnson Jr. in the 400 block of East Hammond Street for child endangerment, no injury, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Johnson was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office assisted in the arrest. A traffic stop in Red Oak early Sunday morning resulted in a woman being arrested on multiple charges. At 1:50 a.m., officers conducted a traffic stop in the 1600 block of Summit Street. After investigation, 28-year-old Priscilla Ann Jones of Red Oak was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with official acts. Jones also had an active warrant out of Douglas County, Nebraska for possession of a controlled substance and was further charged with false identification and being a fugitive from justice. Jones was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on no bond. A distracted driver caused a four-vehicle chain reaction crash on Thursday evening in Creston. At 6:09 p.m., officers responded to a crash at Adams and Sumner Streets in Creston. Three vehicles were stopped at a red light heading southbound on the inside lane of Sumner Street. A fourth vehicle, a Jeep driven by 17-year-old Jackson Spencer Gertis of Jefferson, was distracted and failed to stop behind the line of vehicles, striking the third car in line in the rear. That caused that vehicle then to hit the second vehicle and then the second into the first. The driver of the first vehicle, a passenger in the second vehicle, and the driver in the third vehicle were all taken to Greater Regional Medical Center by GRMC and Afton EMS for the treatment of possible minor injuries. No damage was observed on the first vehicle. The second vehicle sustained $1,000 damage, the third vehicle $3,000 damage, and the fourth vehicle sustaining $10,000 damage and had to be towed from the scene by Highcrest Auto. Gertis was charged with failure to stop an assured clear distance. One person suffered possible injuries in a two-vehicle crash in Creston early Saturday morning. Officers responded to the crash near Casey's General Store at 12:22 a.m. Saturday. After investigation, it was determined that a 2015 Chrysler 200, driven by 29-year-old Lisa Marie Spohr of Waterloo, was leaving the Casey's parking lot and making a left-hand turn onto U.S. Highway 34 and pulled out in front of a 2003 Ford Explorer driven by 43-year-old Jason Patrick Lilly of Creston. Lilly then struck Spohr broadside, causing severe damage to both vehicles. Spohr was transported by EMS to Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston for treatment of possible injuries. Damage to the Chrysler was estimated at $6,000. Damage to the Ford, $3,500. No citations were issued at the scene. A dispute between Iowa's governor and the state's largest school district could mean summer school for students and crippling bills for the school system. Des Moines school officials have repeatedly refused to abide by Governor Kim Reynolds' order that districts hold at least half their classes in person, saying it's not safe. After the district last week again voted to violate Reynolds' order, the governor called their action unacceptable. The state education department is beginning the process for punishing the district. If they find the district is out of compliance, state officials could take a variety of actions, including requiring the district to keep students in classes until the end of June. Each additional day would cost the district about $1.5 million. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating an accident Saturday evening that resulted in serious injuries to a motorcyclist. Authorities say at around 7:40 p.m., a collision occurred between a motorcycle and a truck at the intersection of South 24th Street and Veterans Memorial Highway. The preliminary investigation revealed that the 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 truck was eastbound on Vets Highway, making a left turn onto South 24th Street. The 2017 Harley-Davidson motorcycle was westbound on Vets Highway. The truck turned in front of the motorcycle, causing the collision. The driver of the truck was uninjured. Driver of the motorcycle suffered life-threatening injuries and was transported to a local hospital. No names have been released as of this morning. A single-vehicle accident early on Sunday morning in Madison County has claimed the life of a Winterset man. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 58-year-old Rustin Wade Tuttle, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died when the 2008 Cadillac DTS he was driving went out of control southbound on Pamel Park Road southeast of Winterset. The vehicle entered the west ditch and went airborne over a culvert before hitting a tree and coming to rest on its passenger side. The accident happened around 2:15 a.m. Authorities say the results of a blood alcohol test are pending. Police in Red Oak report the arrests Saturday night of 28-year-old Eric David Taylor from Red Oak. Taylor was arrested in the 500 block of East Washington Avenue in Red Oak for OWI first offense. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. And the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department will meet at 5:15 this evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall. During their session, the board will hear from Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen with regard to a number of projects ongoing. Also, in his regular report, Rasmussen will update the board on the Schaumburg Recreation Area Campground, nesting boxes, painting of playground equipment, bandshell painting, Bull Creek washout issues, vandalism, and some current grants. At least three area school district boards of education will hold their regular monthly meetings on Monday evening. The board for the Exira, EHK, Audubon, and Griswold school districts will all have meetings set to take place. Some items on the agenda for the Griswold meeting will be at 5:30 p.m. in the high school conference room, include personnel matters, the sale of a bus, and discussion and possible action on a Veterans Day program and athletic director supervisor pay. Also, the Audubon School Board meets at 7 p.m. in the high school boardroom and will act on the following: approval of a 28E agreement with Woodward Academy, approval of a truancy officer, approval of construction contracts for a renovation project, and personnel matters. Other business updates will cover the summer foods program and some other items. And the Exira EHK School Board meeting takes place at 6 p.m. in the conference room of the Elkhorn Building. Most of their agenda includes administrative matters such as approving a law firm for the district, approving a secondary lawyer for property and local matters, and approval of banking institutions, personnel matters, and more. That's a look at some of the latest in area news. We'll take a look at your funeral announcements here next. News time is 7:14.
If you live in Cass County and need a prescription filled, you don't have to make an extra stop or drive to Atlantic to pick up your prescriptions, because Rex Pharmacy makes daily deliveries throughout Cass County. It's a primary part of our Rex Pharmacy why.
At Rex Pharmacy, everything we do is driven by the effect on wellness in our communities, and part of that is by making access to needed medications hassle-free.
Not a Rex Pharmacy customer? Ask us about our no-hassle transfer process. Rex Pharmacy, your local Health Mart pharmacy in Atlantic. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. With Rex Pharmacy's MedSync service, instead of making multiple trips to the pharmacy each month to pick up different prescriptions, you'll save time and money because we'll coordinate all your prescriptions into one easy monthly pickup.
With MedSync, all your prescriptions will be synchronized into one convenient pickup date each month. Rex Pharmacy will even remind you when they're ready.
Rex Pharmacy, your local Health Mart pharmacy in Atlantic. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And in your funeral announcements, Bonnie Hennin, age 88, of Panora, died Wednesday at the new Homestead and Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Bonnie Hennin will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Tweak Funeral Home in Panora. Janet L. Nelson, age 86, of Casey, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital and Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Janet Nelson will be held here today at 11 a.m. at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has the arrangements. Richard Mulligan, age 74, of Defiance, died Friday at home. A Mass of Christian burial for Richard Mulligan will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Scott Richard Jensen, age 63, of Carroll, died Wednesday at the St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll. A graveside service for Scott Richard Jensen will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. The Don and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Carroll is handling arrangements. Agnes Goodner, age 94, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Private family funeral services for Agnes Goodner will be held Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Betty Smith, age 85, of Greenfield, died Saturday at her home in Greenfield. Funeral services for Betty Smith are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And David P. Testa, age 72, of Atlantic, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for David P. Testa are pending at this time. Hockenberry Funeral Home Atlantic has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in their communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears Building. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.